Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Jake, good to see you.
A little bit of a pause between the words,
yeah,
this time. Slight variation.
Yeah, I liked it better.
Only vary it up by just a fraction. Yeah. Keep me on my toes.
That's enough.
How are you, my friend?
Yeah, I'm good. I am good. I'm feeling.
You see, you always say, oh, "I am good," like a sort of hard done by dad.
We are.
No, I am good.
You know
I
what we
good.
Are? We are the you know them like men's mental health adverts.
Mm.
but we don't do the second. Are you okay? It always starts with like, "How are you?" I'm good. Sound right. Who we got on this week? There's meant to be, but it should always be a second. No, really, how are you? And I just feel the whole thing would unravel if we did. If we did that to each other,
yeah, it would. I think that's why we only just do one, and then just hope it never goes too far. Yeah. Don't pull it that thread.
Because when we've got a podcast, it's probably not the best start to it.
Why? It is strange for everyone's greeting just generally to be like, "Are you all right?" And for it to be like, "Yeah," and it's like you never delve into it further than that.
I think it's quite a British thing.
Yeah,
isn't
you're
it?
Right. Yes, I am. Are you all right? Yes, I am. Right. Well, then let's not never talk about that again.
Yeah.
Just get on with what we're doing.
Yeah.
Oh god!
Well, podcast then.
Who oh yeah, sorry. Yeah. I'll tell you what. It's funny. It's funny to talk about that just because this guy who we're getting on is someone who I first saw when I was in a very sort of like downbeat state of mind, and he just lifted me, and I was buzzing about how his show made me feel for many, many months afterwards. He is a slightly different a comedian, but also a poet, spoken word artiste, Rob Orton.
His stuff is brilliant.
Yeah,
I've really not seen him live. I would love to.
Yeah.
You have seen him live.
I have. And I have also been at a stag do with him.
Oh, have you really?
I've been at a stag do with him. Yeah.
Was he a good laugh?
He was a good laugh.
Good form.
Yeah, he was. We were two of the only people at the stag do who didn't want to play football but were forced to play football.
Oh, is he not a football?
No,
football
guy? No. But he did his best.
He's quite tall though.
He's very.
You could put him up front.
That's what people say about. That's what people used to say about high jump at school. Like, you'll be good. You're tall. Like, will I? Will I fucking be good? Long jump, high jump. You're tall. You'll be good. What's he talking about? Now I'm shit at everything. So shit at everything. Were you on the poetry thing? Did you ever write sort of teenage poetry?
I'm sure if I trawled back, I'd find something, but I think I couldn't bet. I don't know if I ever did, actually.
Really?
I bet you did.
Yeah. I used to write.
Lines that come to mind?
I knew about four chords on the guitar, and I used to write songs. I wrote a quite a hard-hitting political piece about the coalition government coming in 2010. it never saw the light of day, but that's just fine. I wrote a couple of songs about unrequited love.
Yeah.
Wrote a few songs about not being allowed out.
Do you remember?
Well, that's not fair. Genuinely, why is life so hard? I'm not. Why am I not allowed out? But everyone else is allowed out. But I've been doing it from year six age. I was writing little songs like that. I wrote one about
a few songs about why do you have to eat your vegetables.
I wrote one in year six about Jack the Ripper. And then another one in year six about called Friday Night.
Do you know any?
And it was like, I'm going out tonight. It's Friday night. It's gonna be alright. It's Friday night. And then the guitar was meant to kick in. But all my Friday nights have ever consisted of was either a Domino's and like Blockbusters or Domino's and X Factor. So I don't know what I was seeing. I don't know what crazy Friday. I didn't even know a reference point of what a Friday night was supposed to be in that sense.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
What age were you singing about Friday Night, sorry?
About year six.
Fucking hell.
10,
Jesus
19. Yeah, I mean, his poetry is a little bit better then, I would say. Fine, it's a little bit better. I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm really in the mood to answer some quiz questions. I feel like he's going to have quite a broad range of knowledge as well.
Yeah.
Well, do you know what? I don't know how we could possibly end this introduction. Do you want to have a go?
I suppose it should just be, let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Joining our pub quiz team this week is an award-winning comedian who has a way with words, he's a poet, and we all know it. It's Rob Orton.
Hi, Rob.
Hello.
First poet on the pod?
First poet on the pod.
That's got a nice ring to it.
You're going to fucking hate me saying this, but this feels like, you know when they have like John Cooper Clarke on 8 out of 10 Cats' Countdown? And it becomes like a really exciting episode. Yeah, this is, you are our John Cooper Clarke, yeah.
Oh, no.
I know, I thought you fucking hate that.
Yeah, that's tough. That's tough.
No pressure, enjoy it.
I will.
Rob, do you get time to quiz, mate? Because you're going all over the country, you're performing most nights. You don't have time for a pub quiz, do you?
I don't really have time for a pub quiz. In fact, when I'm having a nice time in a pub and someone starts speaking into a microphone and they're like, it's pub quiz time, my heart sinks. And I'm like, oh, God, really?
They sometimes don't read the room, do they?
It's just going to be
You know what's worse is when there's like quite a big football game on and clearly everyone's in there for the football. And
yeah, but conversely, I've been in the position where I'm booked to host the quiz.
Yeah.
I can't change that now. Yeah. I need the money. And they booked me on the same night as the football. And then I've got to say, right, guys, here comes the game. And you can see, like, it's always Arsenal fans or something. Everyone just sort of like groaning. I'm like, fuck.
It's the pub's fault, isn't it, though?
What can I do?
Look at the schedule. Yeah.
But when I have taken part in a pub quiz, I enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I'd love to change my life enough so I am the person who writes in a pub quiz, you know. That would be awesome.
Wow.
Come on, you know you've got your stuff to get shit. You know you get your shit together.
You really do when they're like, obviously he's writing.
Yeah.
You're writing. Yeah. No, honestly, it's best if he writes it. Yeah. That would be lovely.
What's the main criteria of the is it just, does it just come down to handwriting? Or is it just a bit
I think it
handwriting is a factor.
Yeah. If you've got a pen, you get given a pen. Do you get given a pen?
Sorry, guys, you can't do the quiz if you haven't got a pen.
Yeah.
Oh, you just assumed there would be a... No.
You were... Quid and a pen, please.
It's a policy.
Handwriting is probably the lion's share of it, but also I think keeping a cool head, who's not going to sort of like, you know... Just keep calm under the pressure.
Yeah.
To be fair, when you came to my quiz in Edinburgh, you came along, thanks, appreciate it, but you stood at the top and watched. You didn't play it.
Yeah, well, people getting wrapped up in toilet roll. Like, I'm not sure about that for a pub quiz.
Sorry, you stood next to Spencer Jones up there, like, this is a bit much, isn't it?
This
is a bit wacky.
That really paints out your quizzes as like a kid's party.
I know.
And it's like the dad at the back, like, yeah, okay.
He was like the dad at the back.
No, I loved it. There was one, actually. There was one time when did get involved.
Yeah.
And then I think that was in London.
Yeah, it was in London. It was in London.
And then there was another time when it was in Edinburgh.
Because the one you saw in Edinburgh, we had my mate Greg dressed as Severus Snape. And then when he came to the one in London, he kept asking everyone, like, wait till Snape comes out. And Snape didn't come out. And I was like, where the fuck was Snape? I've come for Snape.
Yeah.
Do you watch quiz shows? Do you get into sort of like watching The Chase, Tipping Point, anything like that?
Nope.
All right, well, we'll just hope that you enjoy the podcast just for the company then, I suppose.
Do you have an interesting fact for us, Rob?
Yeah. Do you know why a toast is called a toast?
No.
As in, like, raising a toast? Sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Because in, let's say, the 1600s, I think it was then, some of the wine or the alcohol was quite bitter. So to take the edge off, they would put a bit of toast in it. And then raise it. That's true.
That's not true.
It is.
That's not true.
You need a fact checker. Can you put something up on the screen during
what
this?
What are we going to put up on the screen? An infographic. It'll be one of those old sketches of a sort of medieval court with the toast going in like that.
Yeah, an infographic.
Do you know what? How about we just believe the guest? I believe the guest. I believe you, Rob.
Thank you.
I believe you. A lovely fact. What's our team name?
Nothing ripens a banana quicker than a rucksack.
That's great. What's nice is that it's also a lovely fact as well.
Yeah.
Apparently, you know, there's a lot of green tomatoes around at the moment that aren't going to be getting ripened. And the gardener that I follow on Instagram, one of his videos was, if you put loads of green tomatoes in a paper bag with a banana, the banana ripens the tomatoes and turns them red.
That's fucking brilliant. Fact. That's a really good fact. That's a really good fact. I love that as well.
I believe that one more.
I definitely believe it as well. Yeah, sounds good.
It does sound good.
I need to get my hands on some tomatoes and bananas now after this.
Yeah. So, our quiz master this week is Jake, same name as you.
Is he?
Yeah. From the Malt Cross in Nottingham. I don't think we've had a quiz from Nottingham before. You familiar with the Midlands?
Cross. Nottingham.
Malt Cross.
I've never been to the Malt Cross. So we've got, Jake from the Malt Cross in Nottingham. Okay. Yeah. When does he do his quiz?
So he hosts their big quiz every week. It doesn't actually produce Sam any further, just every week. So
if you're interested in going to his quiz, it's every week. So just
get to the Malt Cross on a Monday. Just
turn up every day of the week and hope for the best, basically.
Longest you'll be there 7 days. Okay, well, this is a new quiz master for us, so I'm quite excited about this.
I'm very excited about this.
And we like to try and build a bit of an image of our quiz master as it goes on, because all we've got is his name and where he does his quiz. But usually there's no clues in the questions as to what sort of person they are. Round one, general knowledge. Which actor has won the Oscar for Best Actor 3 times, the most by any actor?
So I know that Tom Hanks won Best Actor 2 years in a row. He's the only person to win 2 years in a row for Forrest Gump in Philadelphia. Don't know if he's done it a third time, though.
Who's the one who's famously never won it? Is it DiCaprio?
He did in the end for Revenant.
Right.
I tell you who's bloody done it 3 times. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
The original method actor.
Question two. Yeah. Which country's flag features the Union Jack in the top left corner and 4 red stars on a blue background? Are you good with flags, Rob?
I fucking am nowadays, mate.
That was the march. It was all right, wasn't it? Is that... Oh, man. This is one which I think if we don't get, we look quite stupid.
Yeah,
I think
something... Oh, no, it won't be this.
It's the red stars that threw me off. Is it something in the... It's something near Australia and New Zealand, is it?
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Can I just say something that came to mind? It might be well off. Don't know why it came to me. Sierra Leone.
That does feel quite way off.
Yeah, fair enough.
Sierra Leone, there's a joke in that, you know, like if Lee owns a Sierra, Sierra Leone.
That's a Sierra That's Leone. Leone.
Sierra Leone.
And that is always the best at what he does.
Sierra Leone.
I can't even see it. Fiji.
That's quite a good shout.
Yeah, good one.
Our producer Connor is still out in Fiji.
Really?
It's a nice little... Yeah, actually, since he's been out in Fiji, there was another question in another quiz. It was the answer was Fiji. Well, we said Fiji.
Was it... which film does Jim Carrey say is the furthest away before you start coming back in The Truman Show?
Truman
Show. And the answer's Fiji.
In which...
That's why I always get... I'm not a very good quiz master.
I'd love to see you hosting a quick game show on ITV.
In which film does Jim Carrey say that in The Truman Show? Fucking hell. Done it again. Right, next question. Which invention did Alexander Graham Bell feel the best about the telephone? Fucking hell. Done it again.
Question three. Mm. The French condiment, pissalat, is made predominantly from which ingredient?
We know
why he's put it in there.
Why?
He finds the word piss quite amusing.
Yeah,
it's yeah,
not knocking it.
So it's called what? Pissalot?
Pissalat. A pissalat.
P-I-S-S-A-L-A-T.
They like their mustard, don't they?
Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking, Rob? Mustard?
Mustard, yeah. So where's mustard come from?
Oh, I don't think anyone's worked it out yet, have they? alright. It was just mustard then, isn't it?
No.
Why?
Can it be?
Yeah, it can just be mustard, isn't it? That's an ingredient in itself.
If that's right.
Where is it? It is sort of a...
Pissalat. The French like butter. They like mustard. They like cheese.
Could be butter. Does anyone know any French? Is there anything we can sort of dissect apart from that? Any part of that word which is like...
No. Well... We, and that's with piss, isn't it? Piss a lot. So it could be. Yes.
Should we go mustard?
Let's go mustard. Go on, let's throw caution to the wind. All right, there's no stakes. It does mean something.
Question four.
Yeah.
Belgian blue, belted Galloway, and Brangus are 3 breeds of which animal?
I know this one.
Go on.
Cow.
Oh, well done.
Cow, yeah. Belgian Blue is a big cow. Yeah.
Question five. Here's 2 movie reviews, and we need to guess what the film is. I will forever be impressed that a 90-minute movie managed to fit in three montages and a full-length performance of Living in America by James Brown. And the second review, training montage, the movie.
Living in America. Oh, it's a Rocky film. It'll be a Rocky film.
Two? That's a guess.
At this point, yeah, it is just naming.
It is.
It is just naming a number. I think it's definitely Rocky. Living in America. Yeah, Rocky 2.
Maybe there was more montages the further down the franchise they went.
I think so, because they got shitter as they went along.
90 minutes as well? Was what, any of them longer or shorter than...
It's not Rocky 1. It's not Rocky 1. Rocky 1 was a good one. I think Rocky 2 was still quite good. Then I have no idea what happens beyond that.
Should we say Rocky 2 then? Are we happy with that?
I don't know. I think Rocky 2 might have still been quite good. I'd be tempted to say 3. I don't think it's 4 because that's when he goes to Russia to fight...
How many are there?
Oh, it's about 6.
Could it be 5? Question 5?
It's not 5.
Okay.
It's not 5. It's 3. It's Rocky 3.
All right. Okay.
It's Rocky 3 because in Rocky 4 he goes to Russia to try and fight this massive Russian guy who's on steroids, and his training regime is like all in Russia, so I don't think it's that. And he's going there to avenge the death of his friend Apollo Creed, who dies in Rocky 3. It's Rocky 3.
Should we do the answers?
Let's do it.
I've no idea how we've done it. I think we're quite confident on Daniel Day-Lewis and Cow. Other than that,
yeah,
it could be anything. Right. Answers for general knowledge. The actor who's won Best Actor 3 times, more than any other actor, is Daniel Day-Lewis. Well done, Jake.
Well done.
Thanks, guys.
Very well done. That was well done to Jake here, not Quizmaster Jake.
But also, hopefully, thanks for sending your quiz in as well.
You might get a well done later. Which country's flag features the Union Jack in the top left corner and 4 red stars on a blue background? Rob, you said somewhere near New Zealand.
Yeah,
you did.
The answer is... New Zealand.
Oh! What took us away from New Zealand then? You did say it.
I thought that those stars were white.
I thought those stars were white as well.
I've just put a tick next to Fiji anyway. So.
Yeah. Oh, the New Zealand stars, really red. That surprised me a lot.
Yeah.
Have you gigged in Australia, New Zealand?
Australia, there? Not New Zealand.
We were talking a little bit about doing the quiz night in Australia, but I'm a bit worried it's like going to be like all the lads.
What do you mean? Like, go to Australia and do the quiz night down there?
Do the quiz night there, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you can,
probably would be quite laddie, wouldn't it?
No, Australia's amazing. Well, it takes so long to get there, and then, have you been?
No, I'm scared of flying.
Are you?
Yeah, so then I'm going to get there, but...
They're
generally, we are talking about maybe getting there across maybe 21-hour flights.
Do a bit, have a rest.
No, yeah. But that would be...
Is that worse for you, because you sort of got to...
That would be mental to get 20... 1 to 2 hour flights.
Yeah, don't do
oh,
that.
Sorry.
No, 21 hour flight.
Yeah, this is what.
Loads of small flights.
Why would you
flights.
Do that?
Just so I'm not on the plane for ages.
Is that what it is? Is it the long
It's the claustrophobia
time goes on,
of it.
It's not
yeah,
the
yeah,
thought
yeah,
of
yeah,
on
yeah,
and when
yeah,
you're on,
yeah.
you're all right. It's just like.
Yeah. But I would love to do it.
Yeah.
I'd love to do it.
Well, if anyone's got any suggestions about how Jake can get to Australia without getting on a plane, then we're all ears. Question 3 was the condiment. Pisalat is made predominantly from which ingredient? It's anchovy.
So maybe that's their version of Worcestershire sauce. That's made from anchovies as well.
Okay. Belgian Blue, Belted Galloway, and Brangus. 3 breeds of cow. Well done, Jake.
Yeah, well done.
And the 2 movie reviews. The film was Rocky. We fought 2. You then said 3.
Yeah.
It's Rocky. 4.
Is it Rocky 4?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, Rocky was right.
God, Rocky was right. We're not getting anything for Rocky, are we?
No.
Rocky 4. Okay, so a very humble 2 out of 5 to kick off with there.
Yeah.
It's not great.
Have you ever got 5 out of 5?
We like to think it's quite an exclusive club. It's happened more often than we had hoped for. Well, we've done a few episodes. Dan Tiernan was the man who started it all off.
Was he?
Yeah, is he
good at general knowledge? Yeah.
He just got lucky, to be honest.
He just had an insanely good round.
Yeah.
It came out of nowhere. Berries. Yeah.
But I would say it happens maybe once every 3 episodes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, it's not happened for a few episodes.
Well.
So it's on.
But I'll tell you what is quite rare. 2 5 out of 5s.
Oh,
and we are
no,
on
I
for
mean,
that.
That's very, that's, yeah, we are on. I mean, we're on for it.
We are on. It's 2 rounds left, mate. All to play for. The other thing that's never happened is a 0 out of 5. So that's...
Round two, music. Music. Okay. How are you with music, Rob?
I'll say better than general knowledge, I think.
Yeah, okay. So I like that. Were you in a band at school?
No, I wasn't. Were you?
Yeah, I was. I was in a band called Ready Salted.
Good name.
Good name. It was sort of like a landfill indie in the noughties. That was the sort of vibe. Five of us, five piece. I was a drummer. And then I was like, I wouldn't mind doing a bit of the singing as well. So got rid of the singer. Then I was like, I wouldn't mind doing a bit of the guitar as well. So then it was just, by the end, it was just me and my mate Greg. He was playing bass and I was like drumming and singing and then getting the guitar. That was quite shit to watch.
Do you remember any songs?
It was mainly... It was mainly covers of stuff. Yeah.
I was hoping you'd have some lyrics because I love that, like sort of kids in a band and then they go, we're going to write a song. I had a friend at school, Ben, and he was in a band for a bit when he was probably like in a band. Him and his mates met up and played some music when they were like 13. And he said they had a song about it was called Going for Gold. This would have been around 2012 because it was about running a marathon. And I love that as like, that was their only sort of reference point of something that's quite deep. Running a marathon, and it was just all about running. Like I just thought,
do you know ridiculous. What? I do remember a song. It was a cry against climate change. Can't remember what it was called, but remember the first verse was "Hello, tiny humans. My name is Tong Ting.
Yeah.
Beware of global warming.
Yeah.
Be scared." And then we go into sort of a guitar solo, and it was all from this like aliens point of view about global warming.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Alien warning people.
Be warming, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know what. Yeah. Yeah. It didn't do very well in the end. Round two is music. I versus VS my damn DAM jars.
Is this a question you're reading?
Is an anagram of a famous singer. Who is a singer? I V S M Y D A M J A R S. Is an anagram of which famous singer? Who would have a V? What are the unusual letters? V.
V and a J.
A J. Avril Lavigne? No. Adam Levine. No, again, there's no J.
V is the key, isn't it?
Yeah. V is the key.
So
V is the key.
Singers with V in their name.
Okay.
Sammy Davis Jr.
Come on, Rob Orton.
Well done.
Come on, Rob Orton.
Yes.
Sammy Davis Jr. I don't know where you pulled that out from.
Is that?
Yeah, he really is.
Come on.
That is a brilliant answer, Rob. Really, really enjoyable, that.
I might seem relaxed, but that is like a... In my spirit, I've got like my shirt over my head and I'm running around like...
Please calm down, Rob. Please calm down.
Spitting everywhere. Shouldn't be able to do that. Question number two. Finish the lyric. Ooh, ooh, nobody knows it. Bracket, nobody knows it. Right from the start.
I gave you my heart.
That sort of what's happened there.
Nobody knows. Yeah,
I gave you my heart.
Give it some welly.
Oh, just bowled it. But... Is that what it is?
It is, yeah, I think so.
I gave you my heart.
Yeah, I think so.
Nobody knows it. I thought it was going to be, but you've got a secret smile.
Yeah, that could work.
After but, ooh, ooh, I thought not it was going to be Ting Tang Walla Walla Bing Bang.
Ting Tang
Walla Walla Bing Bang. The
Sword Doctor. Yeah, Sword
Doctor. Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah, imagine coming up with that. Like, when they just wrote it down for the first time. Ooh, ee, ooh, ah, Ting Tang Walla Walla Bing Bang.
Do you know what? No chance that's going to work.
One of them gets half of it. I've got ooh ee, ooh ah ah, but I've no idea where to go now. That's weird, because I had something the other day, which was Walla Walla Bing Bang.
Yeah.
Put it together, it's not going to work. Try it, just try it, it's not going to work. Crap a pella. Jake from the pub has sent in a crap a cappella that he has recorded of a famous song.
Oh, wow.
We've never done this before.
Is it exciting?
So a different Jake is going to sing. Let's just, well, fucking go on then. Now I know how annoying it is.
Actually, we're going to find out a lot about it, man.
Oh my God!
Oh, Rasputin.
Sorry, he's layered every single bit of the song with his voice.
didn't know that was.
This is one of the most incredible things ever been created by a person. Play that again, sorry. It's Rasputin, but I'm sorry, he's made every single part of the song with his voice.
Cheers, Jake.
Jake, that is brilliant. Thank you for saying
awesome.
That. Awesome. Very, very cool. Well, cool's not the word, is it? But very impressive. Question number four. For 1 point per two correct names, name the women in Mambo number 5.
Four.
Lovely.
Sorry, how many?
So he'll give you a point every time you get two correct names.
Oh, from the lyrics.
From the lyrics. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in
Erica.
Erica. Let's have a.
Is there a Erica, Jennifer?
Jessica. Monica's in there.
Sue.
Mary's in there. Rita. I know she makes an appearance.
Sue.
Sue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sue's in there.
I think so.
Angela's definitely in.
Margaret. I feel like Margaret's in there. Margaret.
Margaret.
No. It's Margaret not in there, no.
I like Margaret, Ethel, Pauline, and Sue.
How many points are up for grabs here then in total? Does he say?
He doesn't, but I think
Kimberly? Why is Kimberly not in there? Ah, it's girls allowed. Nadine.
Erica.
Erica. Monica.
Oh, actually, I don't think Sue is. I think I'm thinking of the
boy named Sue. You're thinking boy named Sue.
No, I'm thinking of the House Martins. So,
I think there's 9, which is a bit of an awkward scoring system.
We've got 2 more to get then.
Well, I've got 7. Oh yeah, no, you're right.
Erica, Jessica, Monica, Mary, Rita, Angela, Rachel, and we're just on the fence about Kimberly. I don't think Kimberly's in.
Sandra, a little bit of Sandra.
Sandra.
Sandra Mary and his son, yeah.
Sarah's in, I think.
That is a fantastic question.
It's really good, isn't it?
It's a fun question.
I'm gonna. Should we say Sarah?
Sure. Yeah. So if we go 9, then
yeah, we should get. That's a lot of points on offer there.
Yeah.
Question number 5. Who's older, Gary Numan or Gary Oldman? That's a lovely question. That.
Oh yeah.
I enjoy stuff like that a lot. Fun facts about Gary Oldman: his sister is Big Mo from EastEnders.
Oh really?
Yeah, it's lovely, though, isn't it?
Who is Gary Newman? Gary Oldman.
Gary Oldman. Who's Gary Oldman? He was in the Batman films. He was in
Slow Horses.
Slow Horses. He directed. He was Professor something or another. He's Sirius Black in Harry Potter.
Oh okay.
Who's older though? Oh, it's a really nice question. It's really satisfying seeing the new man and old man.
That's what it's all about, really.
It's lovely, isn't it? I don't really care what we get, but just to read that is a pleasure.
Do you have a hunch, Rob?
I think they're the same age.
Oh, that would be good.
We have had quizmasters try and trick us in the past, and I think maybe we should.
Maybe we could just sort of say.
Should we do it? Should we say fuck it? I think they're the same age. All right, here we go. Here come the answers. Let's see how we've done. Question number 1. Who is the singer? It was Sammy Davis Jr. Well done, Rob Alton.
Yes.
Question number 2. Ooh, Nobody Knows It. Right from the start.
I gave you my heart.
It was correct, yeah. Question number 3, incredible creation from Jake there.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to do that, Jake.
Nothing crap about it. It was Rasputin.
Gosh.
Question number 4. Right, every time I say 2 of these that we've got, count 1 point in your head. So, Angela.
Yeah.
Sandra.
Yeah.
Rita.
Yeah.
Monica. That's 4. Erica, we had. Tina, we didn't have.
Of course.
Mary, we had.
We've already had Mary. Oh, no, we haven't. Sorry.
And Jessica, we didn't have. We did have, yeah, yeah. So, bloody hell, okay,
all
right.
3, 4, 5,
no, Margaret.
6.
Margaret and Kimberly didn't make it.
No, Rachel or Sarah.
Yeah, okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
So we've got 3 points there.
3 points?
Yeah.
I don't think we take 3.5, do we?
No, 3 points, lovely stuff. Yeah. And then finally, who's older? It is Gary Newman. He wasn't tricking us after all. Gary Newman, by 13 days. So in a way, I would say they are the same age.
Yeah, actually, yeah. So that was 6 out of a possible 8.
It's all right.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It feels fine. Fine.
Yeah.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Let's pause from the quiz a little bit and just have a bit of fucking sit down, I think, because all the names are getting a bit much. Rob, like we mentioned earlier, you came to the show in Edinburgh, which is very nice, but you have been to how many Edinburghs now?
I've done 11 of my own shows, solo shows, and then I went up twice to do mixed bills.
So you've been to like 13 of them?
13.
And is that in a row? Are you on a streak or is it?
Yeah, apart from 2020 and 2021, I have been up.
And do you still have the love for it that you had? Or did you never have any love for it? Or have you always had love for it?
I still have, yeah. I think it's a brilliant place to try to figure out what you want to do. And
he's figured it out by now, I think.
Well, I don't know. It tests you for sure.
Mm.
Edinburgh doesn't really take any prisoners, and it's quite a sturdy city. I think that it doesn't take any prisoners really, and it's I love it. I'm still struggling from it really. You put everything works so hard on the show, and then it's an intense bubble of a month. And then you've got to kind of come back to real life.
That's what I don't understand. Because then you come up with another one for the next year. Mm. When does that process start?
Kind of roundabout now, really. But I'm not. I don't know how healthy it is.
Does that feel like a pressurizing thing? Of you know, I know I'm going to be doing a full month because you're big. You're in big rooms now. It's like it's. You know, it's going to be... We know we're doing a show next year. We just need to know what it is.
Yeah. Wow. I think so. I think, you know, definitely, yeah. But I just love... I like writing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think standing up and reading your writing out or learning it and saying it is the quickest way to share your writing, really.
Did this start...
Apart from the internet.
The bloody internet. Did this style that you've got now, was that how it started when you started comedy?
To be honest, I'm just readjusting to these not being quiz questions and me like
it's a gear change, isn't it?
Yeah. Me having no right answer.
Me having it's like I think I know the right answer to this. Do I know the right
did
answer?
We, to did
this?
We say Rita?
Yeah. What was the question?
When you started, because like I mean, you now have such a unique style. It's comedy. It's poetry. It's spoken word. But when you started, was that what it was?
No, it was just me. I used to work in advertising as a creative, like copywriter and art director, yeah. And I was always just writing ideas down in my notebook. And I thought advertising was going to be the perfect place for me, but it is a business. They don't want... You can have crazy ideas, but there is an advertising agency called Wyden and Kennedy who did all the old really good Honda adverts.
Oh yeah,
and their slogan was like crazy sensible. So you can be as crazy as you like, but you have to have a sensible bit to kind of anchor it, the idea. And I was coming up with kind of a lot of crazy stuff really, and I think it's a really good place to do. Problem solving. Anyway, I was battling against that by writing all this random stuff in a notebook, and then I wanted to share it, and started doing that, and then started doing poetry gigs, and yeah.
It's like nothing else you'll ever see. Did you see Rob's show this year?
No, I didn't. Oh, I really, I was only up for like 2 days. I really wanted to watch it.
So the first Edinburgh I went to, you're going to think I'm just like saying this. It was like a transformative experience. I was on a bit of quite a bad hangover, and I was feeling like a little bit anxious and depressed about, not depressed, that's so used so commonly. I was feeling anxious for sure, but I was also feeling a bit uncertain about what I was doing up there and like what the point of anything was. And I went to your show and I sat there and like my eyes just were like beaming wide open. It was just, it's beyond comedy. It's like life affirming. It's like a spiritual experience. I mean, it's so weird me saying this with you sat there being like, yeah. Well, I don't know, you're not supposed to react in any particular way. But honestly, I would implore anyone, because you're on tour now, right?
Yeah, from January.
Normally it's like, just go, yeah, they're on tour, whatever. This is, I feel like it's like an essential experience to go through to see his show.
And also that moment was when he thought of the toilet roll bit.
Do you know what? Maybe we should get everyone wrapped up in bog roll.
That was it.
That's
what I needed.
But it's just like it's one of the rare things that makes you need to look at life differently. He's not only that, but Rob is also our first guest to have been featured in the Daily Mail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Big time, brother. Big time. We've always wanted to have like a hot celeb in the sidebar of shame. Rob's bloody done it.
What was that for?
When there was like a headline which had like Danny Dyer.
Oh yeah.
Next Danny Dyer pictured next to a homeless man.
That was me.
What had happened there then?
I do a lot of auditions for stuff, right? And when you have long hair and a beard, you get a lot of auditions to be homeless people. And I always would say
You get a lot.
Not as many as I used to, but that is, if you've got long hair and a beard, you do get cast to be a certain person. And I would always say, no, why don't you give the role to a homeless person, you know, and help them out? And I don't know if they ever did or not, but that was my reasoning. And anyway, when I got an audition to be in Marching Powder, Danny Dyer's film, I was absolutely buzzing when I got that part. And on the lead up to filming, he was being papped, and I thought, oh yes, because I knew my scenes were outside and with him, and I thought there's a chance that I might get papped here. And we were sitting outside this restaurant in Dagenham doing our scene, and he's like, I fucked it, mate. My wife's left me. My kid thinks I'm an idiot. And I'm like, well, at least you got your freedom. And he's like, I'd try to help, mate, but I'm just a dicky sniffing drunk. What good am I going to be? And shooting it, and I saw this paparazzi over the road, and he had this long lens camera, and I was like, oh come on, this is brilliant. And and then a few days later there was a picture in the Daily Mail, and it said Danny Dyer pictured with a homeless person whilst filming. And I was like, I was in the film. It's not just like random. Couldn't they have put co-star?
Pictured acting with actor.
It's not just random. That's really good. So congratulations on that. Anyway, Robert.
Thank you very much. I was buzzing. Like, and he's a total legend, Danny Dyer. Jesus.
He really is.
And then I can also see here, you've won, maybe you could give us some tips, because you won a podcast award in 2020 for your daily podcast.
Yeah.
So you did a podcast every day for 365 days?
Yeah.
How
I won that award in 2024 as well. I've won it twice.
Flipping heck.
Well, you did it again in 2024?
Yeah, but I only did it for 6 months then. I did it for the whole year of 2020. I had a lot of it already written, so it was just a poem or a story. Days go from 1 minute to 10 minutes. And Yeah, put a bit of music behind it and put it out as a podcast in 2020, yeah.
Wow.
Amazing.
Which you can listen to it now, the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. There's like, I think, 550 episodes, I think.
So, Rob, what's the name of the tour if people want to check it out and come and see you?
This year I did a show that was called Can, the story of a man called Can. And it's a story about a motivational speaker that I made up.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts, walk on stage and I say, 50% of crows die within their first year of life due to competing flocks, starvation and predators. Doesn't that make you feel like you've done well to keep yourself alive for as long as you have? Life ain't easy. Hello, my name is Can. At one time in my life, I was the world's number one motivational speaker. This is my story. And then we're off.
Yes!
For 58 minutes. And I loved it. And it's just like, I'm doing it at Soho Theatre, mm-hmm. and then all around the country for a few months. And
so when does it start, sorry, your tour?
Back end of January, maybe like 21st, I think, maybe something like that.
Are you coming
that.
Up to Manchester, Salford?
Yeah, Salford Lowry.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, I live right next to that, so I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there, absolutely.
Please.
But the show's called Can. Check out the podcast as well. Where can people find you on social media, Rob?
Instagram, at Rob Orton, AUTON. And there's a video on there, if you can find it and like it. It's about when I was in a Heathrow lounge.
Yeah.
And I saw a pancake machine for the first time.
Right.
Have you ever seen one?
No.
Well, in the lounge at Heathrow, or Gatwick, I can't remember. You press a button and the batter comes down and then it goes along and it cooks it and then it comes out and you get a pancake. You seen it?
No, like a pancake vending machine.
Yeah. And I filmed it and then did a voiceover when I was hungover. And it kind of kicked off on TikTok. It went quite a long way, and I was like, I want to do more like that, but I've just never been able to hit that sweet spot. It is that sweet spot, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
You know,
you're like, why? And the impossible thing is when something takes off, you're like, why that?
Mm.
And how do I recreate that? But then it's just about throwing enough stuff at the wall, I guess, is it?
Yeah, it really is. And then sometimes you've done one that you think, oh, that's really good or clever or whatever, nothing. And then some shit is like, why that?
You
why
almost
is that
don't
gone?
Put it out, yeah.
Yeah, why yeah. is that the one that's gone?
Yeah.
I had a joke that was, I want to set up a business in Torquay doing walking tours where people on the tour are all in touch with our portable radios, but I just can't think of a suitable name for the business. Any suggestions? And that kicked off on like Instagram. And I think because there's a question, and people, if people respond to it, like Torquay dickhead or whatever, yeah. Walkie talkie knobsack, you know, it's like, yeah, great. I knew the answer, but
yeah.
all these people are giving it here.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
And then it makes it go, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I saw one that you did. This is more sort of like live stuff. But the audience reaction to Rob going, right, who thinks you can fit a what's it through a hula hoop? And they're going like, it can't be done, it can't be done. It's like, well, do you want to see it or not then? It can't be done, it can't be done. Whoa. What's the other version of that? There's another version
yeah,
of that.
Yeah, it was, well, that was actually a true story from a date that I was on.
No.
Yeah, and we were at a bus stop and the conversation had run dry. And there was a news agent there and I just said, do you think a Tic Tac could fit through the hole of a polo? And she's like, I don't know. And I was like, well, there's a news agent. Should we find out? And she's like, yeah, all right. So then did it. And it did. And then went back to silence again. Like, okay. Do you think a what's it could fit through the hole of a hula hoop? She's like, oh. When's this bus coming? And then, yeah, that's a bit more of a struggle, actually.
It's one way to proposition someone, isn't it?
Married
well, exactly. It's yeah. pretty much that. Yeah. You're just doing that the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And,
subliminal messaging. Yeah,
totally.
Has it worked?
No, yeah. It's not.
And I did it in Glasgow once. with the What's It and the Hula Hoop. And I pushed it through and this guy went, "You shaved it. You shaved it. You fucking shaved it, mate." And I was like, "What?" He was like, "You fucking shaved it." I was like, "Whoa, okay." Crunch up the bag, leave.
Let's see if we can get a full house in the final round. What is the final round, Liam?
Beans, Deans and Machines. Could be anything.
Don't know why I'm writing it down.
Question one. Captain Beanie, that is his legal name, has the world record... Sorry. Captain Beanie, that is his legal name, has the world record for sitting in a bath of beans. Can you tell me, to the nearest 5 hours, how many hours he sat in a bath? If you get it bang on, you get 2 points.
Well, it's going to be a long time, isn't it?
You could do it for a long... Like, because you can
What's going to stop you?
You can have water, you can definitely eat.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to eat your own bean juice, would you?
You know what I mean? You could eat whatever in there.
Yeah, so there's no rules on drinking or eating.
It's just sitting in there, isn't it?
So it would be, he's looking at his feet and going, "Ooh, could do with getting out soon." Yeah.
Do you think, you know when you sit in a bath for a long time, do you think the same thing happens in a bath of beans where your hands go a bit wrinkly?
Definitely, yeah. Maybe it's more of an intense wrinkle.
Yeah.
Because it's thicker liquid.
Yeah, and probably the bean juice gets into the crevices.
I don't think it would be more than 48 hours.
I think it would, you know.
But the thing is, I don't think he's going to sleep in it. I don't think you're allowed to sleep in it. But equally, something we're not thinking about, going
toilet.
For a toilet.
Oh, of course.
Going for a toilet.
Yeah.
That has reduced it massively then. Yeah.
Well, not really, you know. If you're going for a world record or something...
You'll sit in your own piss.
Yeah.
I think it's... Sit in your own shit.
Yeah.
There's rarely dignity with a world record.
Suddenly it feels like, oh, it's one of those cans of Heinz sausage and beans.
I saw a photograph the other day of... you've seen that one of the marathon runner who's just... His legs are just caked in the crap.
Yeah.
And I think the capture was like, "Don't give up."
Yeah. It should be give up. Just stop.
I reckon it could be 3 or 4 days. Maybe a week.
He spent a week in a bath of beans.
And the temperature.
Say you're shitting. I mean, I'm shitting 3 times a day. That's 21 poos.
So
you're sat in.
100 hours, less or more?
Less.
Yeah, I think.
You think more?
I think maybe more, yeah.
He's not shitting in there. He's not shitting in the bath of beans.
He's maybe having one, but a week's worth of poo in the bag in the bath of beans.
Yeah, but who's to say he hasn't got a bag, and he can have a crap, and then
I think the adjudicator is just going like, "This is above."
What are we doing here?
He's had to be stood there for a week. 100 hours.
Give 100 hours.
Yeah, okay.
That gives us 95 or
105.
Yeah,
100 hours. I want it to be. I want him to have sat in his own shit.
If you were doing it on your own, what would you say?
I wouldn't have thought about the pissing and the pooing. Okay. So I'd have maybe thought about the sleep thing and probably gone to about 48.
Yeah, I think I would have gone 36. Question two. Order these three beans in terms of net worth according to celebritynetworth.com. Sean Bean, Mr. Bean, Bean from Even Stevens.
I think it's Mr. Bean's got to be massive. He's got to be the top one, isn't he?
Yeah.
So most expensive.
Yeah, and then Sean Bean, and then Beans from Even Stevens. I'm happy with that.
Number three. According to NASA, there are 6 types of simple machine. Which of these are not one? Screw, lever, belt.
I don't think that a screw is a simple machine.
No,
I think
a
belt and a lever.
Yeah.
Is something that.
So you need something. You need another.
Another
tool for screw.
Yeah, screw. God, it feels quite nice this round.
Question four: who is most credited with breaking the German Enigma code in World War II with their big machine?
Benedict Cumberbatch, bloke, isn't it? The guy in that thing, Alan Turing.
Yep.
And question five: which country exports the most coffee beans?
Go on, Rob. This is one of yours.
This is the sort of shit
I'm feeling like I'm going to get the answer from my watching of Race Across the World.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen it?
Have
you seen it?
Yeah, I've seen a bit of
it. I absolutely love it.
Brilliant.
Colombia or Italy?
B. Brazil?
Yeah.
Brazil is massive. Is a massive country.
I think it could be. It could be Italy.
I don't think they produce coffee beans, man. I think coffee. I don't know.
Should we say Brazil?
I think so.
Big country.
Yeah.
I think so. I think.
I know Colombia do a lot, but Brazil is
a lot of greenery in Brazil.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so answers. Captain Beanie, who sat in the beans. How long did he do it for? We said 100 hours.
Yeah.
Whatever the number is, we're going to be able to work out how many shits he sat through.
Yeah. We thought it would be about. I thought it'd be somewhere in the 30s. You thought somewhere in the 40s. We can be five either side or 2 points if it's bang on. He sat in beans for 100 hours.
Yeah. No way!
Look at that.
You're joking!
Did it?
Yeah.
He sat in beans for 100 hours. That is fucking disgusting.
We're bang on, yeah, that's true.
That is disgusting. He would have had to fill the tub of beans about 70% so that he could account for all the displacement from the piss of the shit that he's produced in the thing.
Also, the beans would be going off.
Oh my god!
I'll just leave them out.
The temperature, I mean.
It's not worth it.
No,
I've got the world record, yeah, but no one wants to fucking talk to you.
At what cost?
No one
wants
to be around you.
Yeah.
He could have gone to sleep as well.
He'd have to go to sleep, but he slept in the beans.
Oh, Jesus fucking hell.
Imagine going to sleep in the beans and you're sort of sinking down, right?
Yeah.
And the liquid's there and one of your own shits is floating through. Oh, that's woken you up.
It'd be quite diluted by the end.
Oh, of course it would be. And is it? I mean, we're not even counting the piss. Sweat and the
Oh my lord! Right, okay.
Might try and beat the record.
Number two, the most expensive beans on CelebrityNetWorth.com. You know what? I had in my mind it was Cameo. I was like, who charges the most for a Cameo? But no, who's?
I think the two are probably quite well aligned.
Yeah, probably. Most expensive was Mr. Bean. Rowan Atkinson, 150 million. Then it was Sean Bean, 10 million. Bean from Even Stevens, 1 million. So we were correct.
He's done well out of that show. Really well out of that show.
According to NASA, there are six types of simple machine. Which of these are not one? We said screw. The answer is belt.
Oh.
A belt would be made of two machines and a belt.
Okay. Well, a screw. All right.
Fair enough.
Fine. All right. Well, I'm not going to argue with you. You're NASA.
Who is most credited with breaking the German Enigma code in World War II with their big machine? Alan Turing. Well done, Jake.
Thank you.
So to make it 5 out of 6, who exports the most coffee beans? He said South America. It is Brazil.
Get in.
Well,
yes.
Done. So that's a 5 out of 6.
What a roller coaster. Okay.
So somehow we've managed to get a 6 and a 5 in two different rounds, but haven't actually had a full marks.
Yeah.
So out of
What's out of?
So out of 13,
that's the real quiz.
19. 13 out of 19. Which isn't bad. That's very respectable.
Yeah, happy with that.
That's very respectable. Well, first quiz sent in from Jake from Nottingham.
Yeah.
Should we you're right to do a little review of it, Rob, if we give you a bit of criteria?
Yep.
So out of 10, the accessibility of his quiz. If you're there with a mix of people, are they all able to have a go at that?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
Out of 10?
Out of 10.
I would say 8.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, fair.
I thought some of it was quite tough.
Yeah. Range of questions, out of 10.
Out of 10.
I'd say 10 for that.
Yeah.
It was a lot of topics, wasn't it?
He's covered everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a lot of humour in the questions as well.
There was.
Yeah.
You got your personality across. I thought that.
Yeah. Yeah, lovely. And then finally, good vibes rating. So that takes into account not just Jake's quiz, but Jake the host, Liam the host, Sam the producer, your whole day coming to the pub.
Yeah. Well, you've got to give it a 10 out of 10.
Yeah,
got to. Lovely.
You've really got to.
Brilliant.
It's been a bloody enjoyable afternoon, actually.
It really has. So a huge thank you to Rob Orton. Check him out on social media and
see him live, please.
See him live. And a huge thank you to Jake from the Malt Cross in Nottingham. Send in another quiz, Jake. We really, really enjoyed it. And we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Well done, Rob. That was lovely.